Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to YAG. My name is Gabriel, and today it's my joy to lead you all in a time of singing. So quickly, and we all are already near the halfway mark of the year. And we won't be here in June for YAG, so this is counted our halfway mark already. And I don't know how you're feeling, but if I can be very honest, I'm already feeling a little worn out. And one of the things that's been taking quite a bit of my time and energy is actually my studies. So for those that don't know, I'm actually currently studying while still working, and I'm currently pursuing my Doctor's of Physical Therapy, which is DPT, not to be confused with a medical degree, so I'm not going to become a medical doctor. And it's also not my assisted, which is a research degree, a PhD. So mine is just a clinical doctorate in physiotherapy. And I'm enjoying learning a lot from it, but does take up quite a bit of my time. So this semester alone, I have 17 deadlines to meet within 3 months. And that's more than one exam or assignment due per week. And of course, work continues and ministry, of course, continues. When I first embarked on my doctoral studies about 2 years ago, Pastor said to me that you will need all the strength you can find. And he was right. And he shared this passage with me from Isaiah. And it reads, "Have you not known, have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So that's taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. And this being my second to last semester of my doctoral studies, the fatigue has really set in. And even though I am a youth and a young man, but even that energy and determination is spent. And what will it take for me to continue in my studies, in work, and in my ministries? And where will I find that strength? I must continue to wait on the Lord, to rely on Him, that my strength may be renewed, and that I may be able to press on and do my best, and hopefully do well in the different areas of life and ministry. Last week, we learned from Pastor Mark the need to remove sorrow from our hearts, and we all commiserated and recognized how difficult it is to do so on our own. Be it the sorrows or the struggles of life, we must attempt to go beyond it and to rise above it. But we can't do it on our own, and thank God we don't have to. We can instead be carried on spirit wings, to be lifted over all the earthbound things, our own struggles, our own sorrows, and to gain a new perspective, and to find renewed strength. That's when our hearts can truly be free, even amidst all the challenges of life. This afternoon, will you join me in singing Spirit Wings, and may our hearts be uplifted and encouraged to find that renewed strength in the Lord, to face the struggles and the sorrows that may befall us as we look forward to the rest of the year ahead. We're only halfway there, but lots to go, but on Spirit Wings we press on. So this song has an echo part to it. I initially wanted to spit guys, girls, left and right, but I'll just leave it to you. So if you feel like it, go ahead and sing the melody. If you want to sing the echo, then you just go ahead and sing also, okay? As long as you sing something. And may this song encourage your hearts and remind us to press on, even as we seek to find that inspiration, that encouragement in the Lord. Okay, let's sing together, Spirit Wings.
Thank you, Gabe, for leading us in a time of inspiration. And we wish you all the best with regards to your doctorate. So do we call you Dr. Gabe? We do, right? Yeah, okay. Wow, that'll be interesting. That'll be nice. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. And, you know, sometimes we would definitely go through challenges in life, but just learning how to find that strength in the Lord and really being able to look to the Lord's Word. Okay, well, okay, let's pray and then we can start off with this assistor. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you for grace and strength for each day. We pray that you will just continue to guide us and lead us. Pray that for enlightenment, that you will help us to learn from your word that much more. We also want to especially pray for Pastor and Auntie Sally, even as he goes through his dialysis, and for Pastor and Auntie to go for their operation, that you will continue to grant grace and mercy upon them, grant wisdom to the doctors, even as they operate. And we pray that you will watch over them very carefully. We commit them into your hands and ask that you will bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, just to let you know, so Pastor has gone through two rounds of dialysis, and he's resting at home. So Monday he will also go for another round, and then the operation is on Wednesday. Okay, so let's be very much in prayer for them. Okay, let me ask you this question. What goes up and does not come down? Age. Very good. That's the exact answer that I was looking for. Because we're going to talk about aging today. Okay, if you look at chapter 12, a large portion of chapter 12 is about growing old. Okay, now, what's the relevance about studying this? Well, we'll come to that in a while. Because no matter how you look at life, we will all age, right? Gabe considers himself as a youth still, or a young man. Right? How old are you actually? 31. Oh, so you're actually coming to middle age already. No longer youth. Once you hit 35, 40, that is the middle age crisis kind of age. Right? True or not? Right? So, yeah, and some of you are older. Anyway, aging is something that we all are concerned about, right? Even for ladies, wrinkles come and all the concerns. Well, this is what we're going to talk about today. And okay, let's look at verse 1. So we have finished 11 chapters and now we are in chapter 12. And by the end of this, so we're going to end YAG over the next, so this week and then another 2 weeks and then we are done. Okay, let's look at verse 1, and it says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Right, Gabe? Your youth. Before the difficult days come, and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Okay, now, we talked about youth last week a little bit, right? And you also recognize that time has passed us by so fast. Your youth, and now you're approaching middle age, right? That's reality. You got to face the reality, okay? And we have to understand that life has passed us by to a certain extent. Time has passed us by. So we need to recognize things may not work as well as in the past, right? So remember your Creator. So this is a good thing. While you have the energy, it's good for us to focus a little bit more on spiritual things, about God. And so we'll talk about this a little bit more later. But the evening years will come, right? And Solomon recognizes as you grow older, there will come difficult days, right? And problem is, when you grow older, a lot of things that you used to find pleasure in, you no longer find pleasure in them. Right? Well, you know, previously, wow, we play soccer. I used to play soccer. I used to love soccer. I don't play it now. Right? Because I can't. I can't keep up with the younger people. And not very many older people play soccer, right? Because we all can't run around the football field anymore. While we have pleasure, we can only watch now. So Manchester United, yay. They're coming up now. I understand the ladies don't understand what I'm talking about, but you know, we can watch, we can appreciate, but the reality is that the things that we used to find pleasure in, slowly, bit by bit, we recognize that gone. The desire for them, desire for these things are no longer there. In fact, we can end up being very jaded with life, and that's the problem. A lot of people, as we grow older, we become jaded with life. We see life and there's no longer that joy, there's no longer that interest, and especially when you look at much older, you know, people, older folks, seniors, even in food, they lose interest. Even in friends, they can lose interest. They just want to stay at home and do nothing. And that's a reality. Okay, let's look at verse 2. Then it says, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. Okay, so this is something that we talked about last week, right? There will be sunny days and beautiful days, right? Pleasant days, but dark days will come. And they do, right? Even nights, you have moonlit and starlit light nights and all, but there will be days in which no light whatsoever. So it's very dark, storms will come, and that will be challenging. So all these descriptions reflects what old age is. Okay? And then we come to a whole list of things concerning aging. So you try and guess what Solomon is trying to talk about. I didn't write down. I just quoted from the scriptures. Right. So in verse 3, it says, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble. Okay, what is that? What is the keepers of the house? Right. And the strong men bow down. So that's the clue. Bow down means what? Huh? You're talking about someone much, much older. Right. When the keepers of the house tremble. And the strong man bow down. When you bow down means what? You're weak in the? Your knees. Right? Okay, so bow down means, okay, you are weak at the knees. Keepers of the house, that would be a reference to your hands, your arms. You keep things. Right? Okay. Verse 3, when the grinders cease because they are few. This one is what? Teeth. This one, very obvious. Right? And, you're not able to grind. If you still have teeth and they match, that's fine. But if they don't match, then you're in trouble. So what is a bear with no teeth? Gummy bear. Very good. Okay, today a lot of quiz, okay. All right, and then we go on. And those who look through the windows grow dim. Has to do with what? Your eyes. So Solomon is actually describing an old person and to see how the whole physical body is actually being affected. Right, verse 4. When the doors are shut in the streets, doors. What can it be? What part of the body or your face? Your mouth, right? And the sound of grinding is low. Your ears, right? You can't hear anymore. When one rises up at the sound of a bird, well, this has to do with what? Sleeping. How many of you are light sleepers? You're quite old already, right? I'm a light sleeper, yeah. If any noise or whatever, I'll wake up or I can't even sleep, right? I need to have absolute quiet, yeah. So I cannot sleep with someone who is snoring, absolutely cannot. There was once when I was in a family camp and that was before I got married. Wow, end up with someone who was snoring the whole night. Very challenging. So I thank God I'm married. Yeah. And, okay, sorry, let's go on. Where are we? Okay, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Well, this has to do with hearing again, right? Music. Verse 5. Also, they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. So, you know, as you grow older, you have more fears. Here, of course, a fear of height. Well, you don't have to be old in order to be fearful of height. How many of you are fearful of heights? Some. When you're not fearful of heights, it means you look out, say you're on the 20th floor and you look down, you don't feel anything at all. No, wow, very good. Every time I look down, my knees grow weak, really. And the strong man bow down. Yeah. Okay, verse 5. When the almond tree blossoms, what is this? Almond tree. We don't have almond trees, but what's almond trees? When they blossom, what happens to the tree? Yeah, because we all don't have. It turns white. Yeah, the whole tree turns white. You go and Google. That's what he's trying to describe. The almond tree, when it's blooming, is actually all white. It's like sakura, you know, a bit like Japan. Exactly like it. Okay? Right? Verse 5. The grasshopper is a burden. Wow. Right? When you are so tired out, you're old, you cannot even carry anything, even a grasshopper is a burden. Wow. Right? Desire fails. See, that's the thing about growing older. You don't even feel like doing anything. For man goes to his eternal home. Well, that's where we die. And the mourners go about the streets. A description of a funeral. So aging is never easy. Now, what is this to us? So of course, for us, I don't know whether you have early signs of aging. As you grow older, you will find that things don't work as well. Illness, like I've been, you know, trying to fight this cold and flu for the last 1.5 weeks. And it gets harder, you know, to get well. Things don't work as well, right? But it also has to do with your parents and grandparents. These are things that you observe. And it's already happening to your parents and grandparents. They are aging. And that's the reality, because as children, you become caregivers in time. And you recognize that this is something that we all have to come to terms with also. So partly personal, partly it has to do with your extended family. I mean, I look at, my parents are all gone home to be with the Lord. Mother-in-law also has gone home to be with the Lord. We have left with father-in-law. And we can see that he is also aging. He's not able to remember things, and things don't really work as well. And that's the reality. We all, especially at this age, and as you grow into, you know, late 30s, 40s, you see your parents aging so much more quicker. White hair comes, things don't work as well, health starts failing. So how do we face that reality? Okay, so that's what we want to think about. Now let's look at verse 6. Right? And it's good for us to think this through. It says here, remember your creator before the silver cord is loose, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. So again, he talks about remember your creator. So when something is repeated, we recognize that it is vital, it is emphasized. And we need to do this. We need to remember your creator. You need to remember God. Oftentimes we forget. In the course of our lives, in the course of our work, in the course of our daily commitments, we forget God. We do not remember our creator. What does it mean to remember our creator? It means that we are thinking of him. It means that we have thoughts of him, that we are relating to him, right? That we are praying to him, and we are serving him. So throughout our lives, we need to be able to remember God. Early on, he talks about remembering God while we are still young. Well, hopefully we were able to do that. But our use, I mean, no longer something that we is long gone already. Yes, definitely we continue to encourage our young people to turn to God. But before, so here he again tells you, this is what we need to do before the silver cord is loose. Now, what is this silver cord? And the golden bowl is broken. So one possibility is that you have a golden bowl that has oil in it. It is used as a lamp, right? So this silver cord is used to hang this golden bowl. So it's decorative, right? Before it is time, so it can fall and it can break. Again, talking about death, time will come to an end. Same with the wheel and pitcher, a reference to a well. A wheel is used to draw water from the well, but when the wheel fails, then the pitcher can break, life comes to an end. So all these are descriptions concerning death. And we see that as a reality, right? We recognize that life will come to an end sooner or later. Now, as young adults, it doesn't mean that it won't come to you. We see this already happening. So he talked about his testimony, and it's a reality that he will have to face as he deals with cancer. And it's not something that is going to be easily overcome, right? And we know of people who have suddenly passed away at an age that is whether a young adult or to die prematurely. You don't live out the life that you hope it to be. And at the same time, we look at our parents and our loved ones, and you see how they are aging. So how do we do this, right? Because before long, life will come in. In verse 7, it says, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Now, Solomon, of course, remember Genesis. By the end of it, he says, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Okay. So how? How do you see life? So as we've been talking throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, it really has to do with life. How do we cope with life? How do we face the realities of life? And aging is a reality that sooner or later, we will have to come to terms with it. And we will have to deal with it. And we will have to find a way forward. Whether it's for ourselves or for our loved ones, the people around us. Okay, before we go on, let's think this through a little bit. Get what do you think? Let's ask the doctor to be.
still not a doctor.
Yeah, no need
to call me. actually, Pasma, earlier when you said that actually we are not young anymore.
Yeah.
And we are actually approaching
middle age. Do you feel that you are not young anymore?
Not really. I still feel young, but when you talk about like just age as a number, and actually it's true that we are all more in the middle age already.
Yep.
And a lot of years have passed us by.
Yeah.
And I don't know, in verse 1, it talks about in the days of your youth before the difficult days come, right?
Come. Yep.
And I don't know whether we are still in the days of our youth or whether we're in the difficult days that have come or are coming.
Yeah.
So I can't really place where we are. But the reality that life goes on and
so my question,
we are getting older.
Do you really find that days that are difficult?
Yes.
So that's reality. You are already in difficult days, right? And the thing is, it will get worse. I'm not trying to be, being pessimist or whatever, trying to be negative, but that's reality. That's the reality of life. Right? Cheryl, what do you think?
Physically, I see Gabe a lot more now because my neck is very painful all the time. So I'm patient to Dr. Gabe, but but when I read this, actually, I think of my parents.
Yeah.
I think of my parents because in later, I mean, when in uni, it was still them providing for the family, but now as like 5-8 years into work, then it's seeing all their health ailments come and affecting them, and it's their reality every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Of what they
see. It's a struggle.
Yeah. So I think of my parents.
Definitely. That's why it's good for us to think it's true. See, it's a reality that we all, in one way or another, will have to come to terms with. Right, Angela? What do you think? Same.
I'm already in my evening years. I think who said, I do think of my parents also.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, that's something that we see day in, day out.
Yeah,
but absolutely. Also more than that, I think that lends a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
To make each day count for something.
Yeah. You're right. There is a sense of urgency. But urgency for what? Right? Because the urgency means that, okay, time is at hand. How much time do they really have? We don't know. Right? I'm just raising it for us to think about.
I also meant urgency for us, for myself.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a sense of how I live my life also.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's why, for parents as well.
Yeah, you know, it has to do with both, right? Because life is such, you don't know how things will turn out, how difficult days will become worse, and it will. I mean, that's the challenge, you see. How do we face these realities of life? For Solomon, it is... Sham, you want to say something? Go ahead.
Okay, since I was volunteered by Angie,
yeah.
I think what came to mind when I read the conclusion, right, Solomon's conclusion, Vanity of Vanities,
yes,
was Romans 8, about how God subjected us to futility in hope.
Yes.
And I think sometimes it is that reality that all this will come to an end, and sooner than we think, that we realize the urgency of it and how precious life actually is, and how we have these few short years to really walk with the Lord. There's no time to waste.
Yeah, correct. Precisely the point, you see, how much time do we really have, right? So, I mean, we talk about life and there are things that we say, okay, we still want to fulfill to a certain extent, right? You still have your career, you still have life ahead, you have marriage, and so on and so forth. But yet, how much time do we really have to, say, serve the Lord? Or to fulfill our purpose? What's our purpose? Right? How much time do we really have? And how much do we really want to give it towards other things of life? Right? Because before you know it, you're wasting, you know, time each day if we don't use it well. And that's a reality. Okay, let's turn to Psalm 92. Psalm 92, if you're familiar with it, has to do with old age. But I think it doesn't only apply to those who are old. I think it applies to each and every one of us. Right? Because in whatever circumstances that we find ourselves, okay, why is this about old age now? So in verse 12, it says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Cedar is great, strong, you know, trees, beautiful. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. So we talk about how in old age, someone can be fruitful, fresh, and flourishing. And that's something that we are seeking to help our seniors with at SSP. Right? They still find joy in life, in being here, in listening to the Word of God, to be refresh, to be fruitful, right? So they were doing Mother's Day gifts for tomorrow, right? And which is great. They can be a blessing to others. But the question is, how? How do you be fresh, fruitful, and flourishing? That's the key. So it has to do with, how do we develop a faith that will ensure that we continue to have this kind of approach, especially when we go through the difficult days, that we can be fresh, that we can be fruitful, that we can be flourishing. So it applies to each and every one of us. Now, I'm just going to go through this psalm a little bit and something for us to think about. Now, it starts off with verse 1. It says, "It is good to give thanks to God and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." You know, one of the ways in which you can be joyful, fresh, and flourishing is to have a heart of thanksgiving. That you are thankful for each and every day that we have. Because a lot of times we seem to be chasing after things in life. And when we don't get it, we are unhappy, we are disappointed, and we feel that we have the shorter end of the straw and so on and so forth. But you know what? If we just take time to think and to consider, there's so many things that we can be thankful for. We can be thankful in the morning for God's loving kindness. Why loving kindness in the morning? Why loving kindness in the morning? Alina, try. Why loving kindness? Well, what's one thing that you would like to have when you begin the day? That you are what?
Alive.
You're alive, but more than just alive. I mean, for your children, what do you think your children will want? I mean, to have as they begin the day, that they are what?
Loved.
Loved. Absolutely. You're right. That love is something that you experience and you are thinking about, wow, I can begin this day with the love, the loving kindness of God, and I can end the day with His faithfulness. Why? Davina?
Because the days are long.
Yeah, correct.
He's faithful every day.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to end the day thinking, God, you know what? It's been a terrible day. It's been a difficult day. It's been a dark day, whatever day. But you have been faithful. You've been there with me each time, each moment. Just to end the day and to thank God, thank you for being faithful. You know, that every day you can have a spirit of thanksgiving, no matter how bad the day is. See, oftentimes we are more complaining than anything else. We want this, we want that, and we don't get it, and then we complain. No need to. Why don't we appreciate the things that we already have? We have God's loving kindness. We have God's faithfulness. Right? And we can give thanks. Right? And then in verse 4, it says, "For you, Lord, have made me glad." Why? "Through your work, I will triumph in the works of your hands." No matter what we go through, you can find triumph. There's triumph. Triumph in the works of God. Whatever God has done, He will always bring about triumph. Yes, there are difficult days. Yes, there are times in which we can need to overcome problems and difficulties. For David, it was, enemies, and that's tough. But he found triumph. The psalmist here found triumph. Triumph in the works of God. And that's something that we want to be able to appreciate. So from thanksgiving, we go on to triumph. That we live our life with a triumphant spirit. That keeps us fresh. That keeps us really being able to say, okay, you know what? Let me go on. I can still flourish no matter what. Right? And then he goes on to verse 5. Oh Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. Thanksgiving, triumph, thoughts. Why thoughts, Alistair? Why thoughts? Deep thoughts.
Why thoughts?
Are you a thinker?
I hope so.
I don't know. But why are thoughts important? And not only just thoughts, deep thoughts. Right? I mean, we've been studying Solomon. But we recognize that Solomon can be quite shallow in his... Yeah, there are times when he has better thoughts. But oftentimes he's quite shallow, you know. It's really vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Everything is vanities. But do we allow the circumstances of life to get the better of us? The answer is no. But how can we do that?
I think sometimes it's the thoughts that fill your heart and your mind that helps you have a different perspective of life.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Thoughts, deeper thoughts, actually helps you to think through things differently, to see things differently, to have a perspective that is far more spiritual, far more from God's standpoint, far more that, you know, that is deeper, so that, wow, I'm able to cope with this reality. I'm able to face this reality. And I'm still fresh because I'm excited over these thoughts. I'm encouraged by these thoughts. I'm uplifted by these thoughts. Can you see how this works out in being fresh and flourishing? Right? And then in verse 8, but you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. What is that? Right? You are on high. We think about God, and He is on high. He is up there. He is sovereign over all things. And you look at the problems that we have. What's the problem that we have? In God's eyes, it's just a tiny little puny problem. And why are we so focused on these problems? Right? Why don't we go beyond? Why don't we look at God? You are up high. You oversee all things. You are in control. Why don't we just entrust everything back to you? Why don't we trust the Lord? Our heart can be steadfast when we trust in the Lord. And we know that God is one who would overcome. Yes, there are enemies. There are problems and difficulties, but God will bring about their defeat. Right? And then in verse 10, but you, my horn, you have exalted. Sorry, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I've been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desire on my enemies. My horn is what? Jerry, what is my horn? What does it represent?
Huh? Is it something to do with like your strength?
Yeah, it has to do with power. Right? The horn of an ox, that is the most vital part, right? Because any other attacks from other animals, it can defend itself. So, when you have horn, right, you have exalted like a wild ox. Wow, that's where power comes. You are given that power to keep yourself fresh, to keep yourself flourishing, to keep yourself fruitful in whatever you do. You know, so this psalm is, yes, is about aging. It's about older people. From Solomon's perspective, he can use all these wonderful descriptions about aging and so on and so forth. And it's true, to a large extent. But we don't want to just resign to that reality. A lot of, you talk to the older folks, a lot of them tell you what in Chinese? Lao liao. Old already. What do you expect? That is the kind of thinking that they have. Lao liao. Right? There's, and it's just resigning to that reality, or they will say, tan si ya, mean wait for death, which is also true. But we also don't want to be just there waiting for death. We want to live. So whether it's for ourselves or for our parents, for our grandparents, this is where faith comes in. Faith can make a difference in your life, in their lives. So by all means, share with them. So yes, we want to remember our Creator, right? No matter what age. But of course, there are concerns. In time, we will all age. But we already see this regards to our parents and grandparents. So all of us, we and our parents, our grandparents, we all need faith. Faith makes the difference. So by all means, send them to SSP. By all means, invite them for Shangri-La. By all means, encourage them to come to church. Help them find faith where they can learn to find that life need not end up being tansy, you know, just waiting for death and so on and so forth. Life, even if, as we face the realities of aging, one can be fresh, fruitful, and also flourishing. And we see this happening in our church. And many of them, even if they, as they face cancer and problems and difficulties, they continue to have that faith in God and to be able to live their lives wonderfully. And that's something that we can see for ourselves and for our loved ones too. So think about it as we go into our groups to talk it out. We can see faith making all the difference. I hope that this is something that we can learn and discuss as we go into our groups. Well, let's pray and then we can go to our groups. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you for your words that continues to encourage our hearts. We recognize that life continues and we will age. Our loved ones will also age. But we pray that you help us not to resign to that reality, but to be able to have faith that will help us to be fresh, fruitful, and flourishing. We thank you for being our God that we can turn to. We pray that you will just continue to help us to discover this faith and to grow this faith and to see it make a difference in our lives, in the lives of our loved ones. We pray that you also bless this offering even as we give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.